I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dade Broward game this Friday evening, 7:30 at Mylander Stadium, as we talked about with Richard Dunbar from Fort Lauderdale High, taking a look at the Broward side of things. Now, Coach Gary Sanchez from Hialeah High, right down the block from where the game is going to be played, is coming off a really good season, a playoff season, a season in which a lot of young kids on his football program. But this week he's been working with some all-stars, some senior kids who are looking for that, as Chad Wilson was saying, just looking for that break. Certainly in a game like this, a practice where college coaches have an opportunity to watch is always a great indicator. And Coach Sanchez is so kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Larry. Appreciate this.
Obviously, this is a big week for you, but it's a bigger week for these senior kids. I mean, this is a lot of the kids don't have anything, you know, going on, and here we are in January. Certainly, it's not the end of the world right now, but for these kids who've worked really hard and put in the effort for the last 4 years and, you know, gone to the camps that everybody told them to, went to the workouts that everybody told them to, you know, stayed as healthy as possible, did everything they can, you know, kind of done their part in the classroom, got the grades, got the GPA, got the test scores. What do you say to kids like that when they come up to you, hey, coach, I did everything that you told me to, and I'm still, you know, out here looking? Well, I mean, because I know you, as a coach, you work hard, and it's kind of tough to see that from a kid who's put in every darn thing that you've asked him to, and he's still waiting around here in mid-January.
It really is, you know, it's sometimes a little hard, and, you know, people try to say, oh, it's politics, but it really isn't. I think it's just kids probably sometimes want to be placed in places that, you know, they just can't be there, you know, for, you know, many other reasons, you know, either height or weight, or, you know, they just got another guy, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard, but at the end of the day, I think these kids, especially these kids for Dade County, I think they – I think there's a place for each and every one of them, obviously. You know, just they have to be willing to do it as well.
You take a look at the kids that you've been working with for the All-Star kids, and, you know, we saw quite a few of them in the public versus private game, and there's talent. I mean, there's talent out there right now, and we've had such a great addition over the last couple of years to have an Ave Maria and have a Kaiser and have a St. Thomas University and now a Florida Memorial that's just right in our backyard, and giving these kids an extra added, you know, destination instead of having to go all the way around the country and going to prep schools, and they have that in their neighborhood. But when you look at the mass amount of talent that we have here, and, you know, when I illustrated just at the NFL level, where you have 115 kids in a three-county area just from South Florida, it's getting tougher. But talk about having the new schools like Florida Memorial and having St. Thomas University, which is virtually in our backyard.
Well, I love it. You know, it gives kids an opportunity. Some of these kids, just it's hard for them to travel, you know, just too far to, you know, even to smaller JUCOs or, you know, NAIAs. It's hard for them. You know, I don't even think much about the culture shock. I just think it's just difficult to be somewhere that you just don't know where you're at, you know. And so, you know, having the Florida Memorials, the St. Thomas, those are great opportunities. So it helps. I think it's a great thing. I'm glad that, you know, Florida Memorial's out and they're doing well. They look like they're doing a good job with recruiting, and, you know, those guys do a great job. You know, those guys did a great job at the high school level. They cared about their kids, and they did a great job with Ice and Hippolyte. You know, they're great guys. They got nothing bad to say. So when they come around and they're looking for kids, it's kind of easier to push those kids towards those guys because they have the best interest in the kids.
Yeah, no doubt. Gary Sanchez is the head coach at Hialeah this week. He's the head coach of the Miami-Dade team. Some of the players that this week have looked good. I mean, I know that we watched a couple of them over in the All-Star game a couple of weeks ago. You kind of look at these kids and they run well, they tackle well, they're big kids, and yet you know, like we were talking to Coach Dunbar, your counterpart this week, and he was saying the same thing. He says you look at some of these players and you go, you know, what are college coaches thinking? You know, I mean, these kids have grades. They're good size. They do a lot of really good things. And you know, you were on the sideline watching with me the public versus private game, and you saw, you know, so much talent, and you're seeing a lot of that this week. You know, if a kid goes up to you and asks your advice, Coach, what do I need to do? What do you? Because you have to do that in your own job at Hialeah, where you have a mix of kids who are, you know, a couple of Power Five looking kids, a couple of Division One kids, but you also have kids at the other end of the spectrum that need your help, that need that guidance. Where do you kind of find yourself being that father role this week as well, talking to those kids and telling them, listen, talk about that, because I think that parents and people listening like to hear that.
Definitely. Well, right now, you know, that actually happened, so it's crazy that you said it, but you have to. You know, at the end of the day, you want to do, you know, a good job for the kids. You know, you know, it's cool, you know, Dave versus Broward. But then end result is, can we compile some good film on you and get you into a college? And I think, you know, we've had some colleges come out and talk and ask us, you know, what we thought and what we saw. But you're right. We do have some talent, and we do have some guys that have test scores. And, you know, again, you know, we have one particular kid, and I don't want to put him out there. But, again, guys like you make it a lot easier when you post and you repost, and I you know, I'm grateful for you as well, not just because you got me on the show or whatnot, but just because you do your due diligence as well. So it's important. You know, I tell them, put your stuff on Twitter, put your stuff, you know, keep posting it, send it to all the colleges, Division II, Division III. Don't stop. Don't wait on just a coach. Sometimes, you know, we exhaust ourselves, and sometimes, you know, it's hard to just get everybody. But in this case, it's been a little easier. I'm going to, you know, at the end of the game, I'm going to send everybody's stuff out, you know, and just kind of give them another push from a coach's standpoint. Sometimes, you know, the kid does it and the coaches probably are not paying attention. But when a coach does it, coaches pay attention a little bit more. You know, unfortunately, that's just the way it is.
And also, too, we have different avenues now. Right after this, you have that Orange Bowl showcase that's coming up in February. And you also have the small college recruiting fairs that, you know, a lot of these schools, you know, that don't get a chance to come down here because their budgets are, you know, a lot tighter. But they do have the opportunity. And with this showcase, the Orange Bowl showcase, you have an opportunity to perform, which I think is so ingenious, because usually they come down there and they'll talk to the kids and they'll show them film and some desk. And they'll have a sandwich and stuff like that. And, you know, you accomplish a little. But by having to see the kids and getting an opportunity to watch them and then all of a sudden pull them off to the side and start talking to them and talking numbers and what their parents can afford and, you know, what kind of GPAs they have, that's what a great advantage. And I know that your athletic director, Mark Berman, has done that for years. I mean, he's probably as good as doing that as anybody in the country as far as helping to place kids. And talk about that advantage of having a showcase where it's a smaller colleges, but at the same time, these smaller colleges could see these kids actually, you know, they're not in pads, but at least they could see some type of athleticism and then get them under the tent and start talking numbers with them and start talking curriculum and kind of selling their school. Talk about that advantage.
I'll tell you what, last year I went to it, to the Orange Bowl one, and it was amazing. I think it was super well ran. It made so much sense. It was so easy. Like I think this year around, it's more something that I think us as coaches, as head coaches, even assistant coaches, I think we should be pushing that so much more, because honestly, it's exactly what you said. You go there, you sit down, you get to talk about, you know, the financials or how, you know, how you can get accepted into the school, how much you're going to come out of pocket, what can you afford, what can't you not. So I loved it. I went and I was so impressed. You know, actually, it's funny. It's an old Hialeah tea bread that actually was actually putting it together. A guy named John Moss.
Yeah, yes, so that's right.
It was cool to it was cool to kind of see that. I was like, wow, I was like, this is genius. Like, you did a great job here. And then, you know, on the Mark Berman part, I got a little bit of a cheat code. You know, he's been doing it for a long time.
It makes
things a lot easier for me to get in contact with guys. You know, his network is it's ridiculous.
Yep.
So yeah, it does make it a little easier for me to place guys in the college. So, you know, and again, it always depends on the kid. So sometimes the guys want to think, you know, I'm a Division I player, and sometimes you could be, but it just didn't pan out that way.
Yep.
So what's our next step? And then, you know, this is our next step. You know, we do our due diligence, where you want to study, what you want to go to school for, you know, and that's how kind of what I try to base it with the All-Star guys and my own guys. I tell them, hey, listen, man, like, this is what we have to do. Like, what do you want to go to school for? Let's talk about school first, and then let's put football second.
Yep. Good stuff. Gary Sanchez, the head coach at Hialeah. Thanks so much, Coach. We'll look forward to seeing you on Friday night, Mylander Stadium, 7:30, Dade versus Broward, and then certainly at the Orange Bowl Showcase and everything else that's going on. We'll definitely see you out there. Again, thanks so much for taking the time on a busy evening for us, and we'll hook up with you on Friday.
Definitely appreciate you, Larry. Appreciate everything you do.
Good stuff. Gary Sanchez, as we mentioned, Hialeah High.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.